Hello?
Hello? Hello?
This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably vote in it, or you're going to wait until November for the general election?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Now, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations, starting with Sheila Jackson Lee.
What are the options again?
If you feel very favorable towards her, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Okay. Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
I say somewhat.
Okay. Clint Danhorn is the next one.
Clint who? Clint Horn?
Clint Danhorn.
I actually know a Clint Horn I think that might be running. So if it's him, I'd say very favorable.
Okay. Harold Dutton is the next one.
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Danny Norris is the next one.
Don't know him.
Don't know him, okay. Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
What about it?
I mean, same question.
You feel very favorable or unfavorable? Houston, the Houston School District?
Houston Independent School District, yeah, HISD.
I mean, I don't have an opinion. My boys don't go there. I don't know much about it.
Okay. Okay, Joyce Chapman is the next one.
Don't know them either.
No, okay. Thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I oppose a state takeover.
You oppose it. Okay, thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
I'd probably vote for Clint, since I know Clint.
Clint, okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Appreciate your patience. Now, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Starting with, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
I would say unfavorable because some of these neighborhoods are going in areas that don't want them.
Okay, we're talking about somewhat negative or very negative?
I'd say very negative.
Very, okay. All right, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured, lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
He said he's fighting the ban that's the ability for...
Yeah, correct.
No, it's like, can you read it? Okay.
Fighting against...
Can you read it for me?
I can read it again if you... Yeah. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
That's a very favorable.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
That's a very favorable.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
You said he worked against them? Is that what you said?
That's right. He worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund.
Yeah. Very favorable.
Okay. We're almost done. Thanks again for your patience. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
Well, I'd have to say that you only gave me information about Harold Dutton, so I don't know if this was called to promote him or not, but I don't have enough information about the rest of the folks at this time.
No problem. The last questions are for classification purposes, and I just want to remind you we're an independent research company. So can you tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
40 and 54.
40 and 54. Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Own. Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Yes.
I believe you said. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's it. That concludes our survey. Thanks again for your participation. Hope you have a great rest of your night. Thank you very much.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.